7:37 at WGCL. Time to check in at Rogers Elementary. Who's over there? Is that our good friend Mark Conrad? Is that right?
That's right.
Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How about yourself?
No, we're just looking at this gorgeous sunrise, getting ready for the final day of January. Can you believe it? Where did the first month of 2017 go? The Christmas break is over. Everybody is back in action. And what time is your big Groundhog Day celebration coming up on Thursday?
I think there'll be activities all day long here at Rogers. That's how we do things.
I like that because the groundhog, he needs more than a 20-minute window there. He needs a whole day for his stuff. I'm still trying to figure out how the groundhog determines our fate in the weather, but that's not up to you this morning. I know that. We've gotten through Christmas break. We've had a really good start to January. We haven't had any hiccups with weather or delays or cancellations. How does that help you get off to such a good start here in 2017?
Well, I think always when there's no disruptions in the regular schedule, you know, it just flows better. I think the students get used to getting in that routine, and it's great to just get back at it and just keep plugging along.
Mark, before we start with what we want to talk about, you're one of the unique schools in the MCCSC because of the grades you serve.
We are. We're just the K-2 building, so we have kindergarten, first, and second grade. Our enrollment's around 370. Which is large for those three grades, but maybe not overly large as an elementary school in general. All of our students leave second grade and go across the parking lot to Binford Elementary. That's the 3-6 building. And so that is a unique setup that we have here in Bloomington, and we're really fortunate that we're able to be at this level.
If you drive around the city, you can't miss the signs, and there they are out there. Kindergarten registration is coming, open houses and all the other things. Help us understand, first of all, what the age group is, who actually needs to be registered for kindergarten.
Well, the state requires that students be age 5 by August 1st. So this upcoming August, if your child is 5 by August 1st, they can enroll in our kindergarten program. And when they enroll, we're going to have registration beginning February 6th, so we're going to start here next week collecting registration, pre-registration information on February the 16th at 6:30 in the evening. We have an incoming kindergarten open house, so all of those who come in to register and or are looking to see what the school's about can come to that open house at each of the elementary schools, not just Rogers, whichever school that they're residential area serves can go to that open house, see and hear about what the school's like, and if they haven't registered prior to that, they can register that evening or following that event.
What's the cost to register, and what do parents need to bring with them?
Yeah, there's no cost to register, but when registering, we ask that parents provide the student's birth certificate, immunization records, and two proofs of residency indicating that they live in our attendance area. And then it takes about 15, 20 minutes to fill out the paperwork, and then they become pre-registered for our kindergarten program.
Now, if they don't register during this period of time, are they prohibited from coming to kindergarten in
Banned
the fall?
For life.
Yeah.
No chance of schooling ever again.
That's right. No, we'll take them. And we start school August 9th. We have some events the 7th and 8th of August that are some preliminary activities going into the school year. But any time up to that point, they are able to register. Obviously, the earlier the better so that we can start planning ahead for our numbers.
Sure, but class sizes, right.
Class sizes, yeah, and we've got large classes because of our population, and I think you know, it's good to get in early so we know what we're dealing with.
Now, Mark Conrad's our guest this morning. He's a principal at Rogers. You said age 5. I have a Category 5 hurricane that's not age 5 yet. Can we make an exception here?
Yeah, get him out of the house. Yeah,
right, get him. Let him destroy.
This is full-day kindergarten, right, Mark?
Let him destroy some other things.
this expand, is full-day kindergarten, yes.
Expand his horizons.
You're out of his district.
Hey, I
you
pay
can't
taxes.
Go there.
I pay taxes.
Hey, Mark, talk about that for a second. You've been doing this for a while. What's the trauma level for a kid that's never been to school before? Mom and dad have been taking care of him, you know, and now all of a sudden he's going to leave and be gone all day in this strange place. How do you handle that?
Yeah, there's certainly an adjustment period for the child. There's one for the parents as well.
Yeah.
But for the child, you know, it's a very foreign area and makeup of schooling. And for us, a third of our population, almost 120 kids, are brand new to school.
Right.
So we take a lot of time at the beginning, go over procedures, we practice a lot of activities, we spend time in the lunchroom with them, and the, you know, at recess, and entering and exiting the buses, and just trying to get them to feel comfortable with their surroundings, and trying to get them to understand that, you know, we want to build that independency, but we also need to support that for these students, as well as some other new students that come to us. That aren't just kindergarten.
It's the same old thing. They don't want to go, but once they get there, they have a great time, and then they don't want to go home.
That's right.
What can parents do to help get their kids ready for this?
Well, there are
therapy,
you know, many
drink,
therapy.
Well, you know, all of that helps, I'm sure. But I think, again, prepping them, making sure that they can zip up their coat, make sure they can, you know, start tying their shoe. I mean, not every one of them comes into school or into our school ready for school. But the more that parents can prepare them, whether it's just in their own social settings or in their own, you know, what do I want to say, just getting themselves ready, dressing themselves, zipping up their pants, doing the things, toileting themselves, you know, all of those things that everybody needs to learn going in will really help them with success as they enter kindergarten. It'll be that much further ahead, a step forward.
Kids need kids. They hang out with each other. Mm-hmm. They run crazy. They'll take care of each other.
Oh, yeah.
How long does it take, Mark, before the rookie becomes a veteran?
About 2 days.
It depends.
They are
on the
quick.
Uh-huh.
Well, my daughter went to kindergarten. Yeah, she jumped right into that first week. She was raring to go, and once
telling
she got,
the other kids how to do things.
Well, once she got past it, you know, mom wasn't going to hang out all day. Everything. They're resilient. That's what makes them good kids, and it's
some
fun.
Are natural leaders. That's right.
That's exactly right. And everything's good out there at off High Street there. Everybody's parking lot's good. I remember that was an issue.
Yeah.
We got everything. Everything's done, right?
It's all done.
Does that feel weird?
Works well. You know, we still have traffic issues because we have about 900 students between the two schools, and so that's always going to cause congestion. But it's working. It's working well.
Mark, you took some kids downtown to see Oliver when Cardinal did that. How'd that go over for those kids?
That was wonderful. For many of these kids, it's the first experience they've had in any type of a theater. And what I think is really neat is that our teachers prep the students by getting the songs, getting the lyrics, putting them in their poetry binders, learning those prior to, and just as the performers sing and you hear our students just belt out the songs in the audience is really kind of heartwarming, just to know that they have some understanding of what's going on and just a real desire to be there and to be part of it. It's a joy.
That's cool.
But to take 370 students is quite a feat. We certainly appreciate all that Cardinal Stage does, and we've had private donors, Buffaloes, our PTO fundraiser, you know, some different organizations that have helped support us to do that for about the last 5 years now, so it's been great.
Before we let you go, you had a Martin Luther King Legacy Award winner at Rogers.
We did. This year, this is our third year, Lynn Boyle Bass was our recipient this year, and Lynn has been a longtime educator, but most recently, she has been bringing her dog Lipton, who has since passed, unfortunately, to the school as a therapy dog so that our students could read with Lipton. And some of those students that really needed something to just listen to them read, to just foster that love of reading, Lipton was able to do that.
Wow.
And that was with Lynn's direction. So Lynn not only does that with our school, but I know she reaches out across the community and supports education, and we're very fortunate to have had that connection with her and wanted to give back a little bit to her for all that she's done.
All right, Mark, good job as always. Keep those young, energetic folks under control over there. We know you guys do a good job, and we appreciate your time. We'll get caught up with you a little bit later in the semester.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
Mark Conrad, he's the principal at Rogers. You don't want to get confused and call it Benford Rogers, because one's the other and the other is the one. So, like you said.
And they're separated by a parking lot.
Sharks over here, Jets on this side, and we'll all meet in the middle later. Mark's got a good sense of humor and does a great job out there. And we appreciate his time on a Tuesday morning.